Well, we're talking about something very interesting this morning. Coins. We've got them rattling around in our pockets, and apparently some of us have got a few that might be worth a little more than what they say they are. From the Maitlander District Coin Club, their publicity officer, Steve Schumacher. Good morning, Steve. The appeal of coin collecting, it's still very popular today, isn't it?
Yes, and I think it seems to be getting a little bit more popular with the idea that people don't use the coinage anymore. They're going more for credit cards and talk about the 5-cent piece being cut out and things like that. So there just seems to be a bit more interest in the coin collecting.
So I guess before we move on to some of the coins that you've had, what do you think? Should we get rid of the 5 and the 10? Because we can't really buy much under a dollar, can we?
Well, yeah, very hard with the 5-cent piece now. But I went into a shop the other day and I was 5 cents short, so I had to go and catch it at $20 note. You know?
Oh, no. They didn't let you off.
No, not at all.
Fair enough. Now, at the club there at Maitland, you've had some very valuable coins pass through there very recently. What are some of the big ones that have come your way, Steve?
We had a 1923 halfpenny, which is very hard to collect. It sold for around the 1200 mark. We had the Goose Dollar, of course, the other night, and it sold for $1,600. It's an unofficial patent crown in 1967. They run a competition when they decided they were going to make a $1 coin. And if you look at the old money, in the pound, shilling and pence, a patent coin in those era, you can't buy under about $65,000 today.
Wow. That's amazing. So yes. What makes it, how does it all decided on what is a valuable coin and what is just a bit of old junk? I mean, is it the rarity of it, or are there other factors in play normally?
Oh, no, it's definitely the rarity. I do a bit of a talk now when I go around to different places, and I call it change. And I've got a piece of Chinese knife money, which is dated 6000 BC, and then I've got coins right up to Australia's $2,001 coin. And I asked the question, out of all those coins, which is the most valuable? And, of course, it's the $2,001 coin.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you might have a coin of 6,000 BC, and yet an Australian $2,001 coin is very rare. So not very rare, but rarer.
So, again, not necessarily age per se, but it's the rarity and perhaps the story behind the fact that was why it was minted.
Yeah, the number of coins that were minted and the condition, of course. A big part in coin collecting is condition.
Okay, so with that in mind, obviously lots to think about, because it's not just as simple as you would think. There is a bit of a science to it, and at the Maitlander District Coin Club, you guys meet regularly to sort of go over some of these things and check out each other's collections?
Yeah, what we do, we have a meeting on the second Monday night of every month at the Taro Baptist Church Hall. It starts at 7:30, and what we do at the meeting, we have a interest, like people might, and we might have a theme for the night, you know, so people bring along what those particular coins are in that particular theme. Like last month was other hobbies, so some people brought in their Coca-Cola collection. Yeah, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so it just depends on the theme of the night and what you're looking at. So you're not just getting everyone throw everything in. It's a bit of a theme behind it. Steve, it all sounds very great, and it is very, very interesting. I always just assumed it was, what's the oldest is the winner, but it's not necessarily so. Mate, thank you for your time with us this morning.
And God bless you. And if anybody would like to come along, we're second Monday night at the Taro Baptist Church Hall.
Thank you very much. The publicity officer of the Maitland and District Coin Club, Steve Schumacher, joining us on 2NURFM.